This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 15. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verses 2 to 3. It says there, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." End of quote. David, being a shepherd, noticed the good traits of a good shepherd. A good shepherd is concerned about the welfare and comfort of his sheep by providing rest in rich and green fields. He leads them not beside the rushing water, but beside the still and quiet waters, so that they can drink without fear. Rich and green grass and still and quiet waters refresh them by removing the fear inside and soothing them with the comfort. A good shepherd leads and guides his flock on the right path. He will not guide them in a crooked or wrong path that would lead to destruction. They know the way they are traveling is the right and safe path. A good shepherd restores his fearful sheep. He restores the strayed away sheep. Beloved, David is a good shepherd. And he takes the imagery to his intimate relationship with the Lord in heaven. He says the Lord makes him lie down in green pastures and leads him beside quiet waters. The Lord personally gives rest and peace to him. Not only he gives rest and peace, the Lord also restores his soul when he is afraid and goes astray. Dearly beloved, the right rest, peace and restoration are found in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we studied yesterday's insight, Jesus, the Good Shepherd who sacrificed his life for you, is the source of rest, peace, and restoration. There is no other Good Shepherd out there who would grant these precious things for your life. Jesus said, and it is recorded in Matthew 11:28, He said, "Come to me, all you who were weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." End of quote. A good shepherd knows his flock, and he knows they need rest after a weary and burdened day. Jesus knows you need rest because you became weary and heavy laden by the cares and worries of this life. The Good Shepherd calls you to himself by promising he will give you rest for your souls. You see, Jesus also said and it is recorded in John 14:27, He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give peace to you as this world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." End of quote. You see, you will find the green pastures and quiet waters for your rest, peace, and refreshment in the person of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. His peace, rest, and restoration remove fears from your heart and grants comfort in you. Then David says the Lord leads and guides him in the right way. You see, sheep can go astray in the wrong way if not guided in the right path. A good shepherd would not lead them in their wrong way. That leads to destruction. Beloved, David experienced Lord's good leading and guidance, even in the very rough and challenging times of his life. He had to leave his home and family, fearing King Saul because he tried to kill him many times. On one occasion, David got a rare chance to kill his adversary, King Saul, in a cave, so that he can become the king of Israel. God promised through prophet Samuel that David would become the king, and Samuel had already anointed his head with oil to become a king. However, even at that moment time, at that convenient time to kill King Saul, David did not do it. He dealt with his adversary kindly and honorably because he honored the Lord in heaven. You know what he said? He said, "The Lord forbid that I should lay a hand on the Lord's anointed." End of quote. David knew that Saul would be dealt with by the Lord in his time, and he was forbidden to do such a sin against the Lord. You see, the Lord helped him to choose the right path for the sake of his name. In another occasion, he was about to kill Nabal, Abigail's husband, because of his wickedness. However, God spared him from doing the bloodshed based on the kind words of Abigail. There are other times David acted wrongly based on the desires of his flesh. However, David would testify to you that the merciful Lord restored his soul when he sought him in repentance. Psalm 51. Beloved, the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ gave his life for you to save you from the darkness, from the devil. He bought you with the price of his divine and sinless blood. The Lord will not forget and forsake the covenant of blood he made with you. He is the Good Shepherd. He will provide everything you need in your life. He is concerned about your welfare and comfort. He makes you lie down on rich and green pastures and lead you to quiet waters to drink. In Christ, you have rest, peace, and restoration. The Good Shepherd Jesus Christ directs and guides you in the right way. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 30:21, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." End of quote. Dearly beloved, if you have already gone astray from this Good Shepherd, may I tell you, he wants to restore you to his loving and blessed relationship right now. Please admit your sins and shortcomings, and please call now Christ's name for your forgiveness. He restores your soul. He restored David's soul from the dirty sin he committed in his fleshly desires. Beloved, he will wash and cleanse you. He will make you pure like wool again when he restores you now. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I can fully trust in your care and provisions. I know you can grant me rest, peace, and restoration to my troubled soul. Lord, I know you will direct my paths in the right way. Lord, restore my soul today, Lord. I am sorry I went astray from your presence. I want to come back to you, Lord. Please restore me. I admit my sins. I confess my sins and shortcomings now to you. Please save me now with the blood of Jesus Christ. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.